Let me tell you about a time when I learned the meaning that I assign to money. So a few years back, when we were formalizing a lot of what we do with Dear Young Married Couple publicly, we went to a business conference. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a conference for us was traditionally like preaching and choir and prayer. And it wasn't this type of conference that we were used to, even though we had gone to like some leadership workshops for work, you know, different agencies we worked for. But this was a lot different than what we were used to.
Well, it really just got us out of our comfort zone.
Totally.
Like Chris said, we've been to a few, but not a ton. And this one just, you know, we've read a lot of books, but this was definitely kind of more of a do. We were doing mm-hmm. a lot. Like it was kind of hands-on stuff. Mm-hmm. And they had us do an assignment. Well, activity probably the mm-hmm. best word. They had us do an activity that was just kind of outside of our comfort zone and our norm.
So this activity was called Talk to Money. And we were like, that's kind of weird.
We've never done that before.
So we had to personify money. And so the person next to us acted as if they were money, and they didn't really say anything or much at all. And then as the speaker, we had to tell money what we think about it. Mm. And so we had to use first and second person. So like I and you. And so money, you know, were like this growing up, and I thought this of you growing up. And I was mad about this pertaining to you. And I was so thankful about this pertaining to you. And so we really had this, like Adam said, out of the box experience. It got us out of our comfort zone to talk to money. And what I learned is that money is so much more than a medium of exchange, which is, you know, your typical definition of money. And it's so much more than just a necessary means to survive or pay our bills. But we assign meaning to money based on our upbringing, our family of origin, our community, our church culture. Mm-hmm. And it was just such a fascinating experience.
Right. And I think that's why Jesus does so much in the Bible with money.
Yeah.
We know for a fact that Jesus spends a lot of time on money. Like
totally.
16 out of the 38 parables mm-hmm. that Jesus gives is about money and possessions. There are a lot more stats we'll get into later, but Jesus knows that we place meaning and value on money, and that sometimes can hinder us and sometimes really push us forward in life.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we think about money when we think about scripture is that money is, some people misquote it and think that money is evil. Mm-hmm. Money is the root of evil. You know, think about 1 Timothy, but actually the scripture says that the love of money is the root of evil. And so, you know, we can either worship wealth or we can worship with our wealth. And I want to do the latter.
Yeah, me too. In this podcast or video, we want to talk about how we place value and meaning upon money. So yes. We make it mean many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really a lot of times based on how you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
For example, just recently I had a session with a couple, and just because of how things were never secure or stable, she saw money in a lot of ways. Well, actually, one of her needs was she wanted more of a savings.
Mm-hmm.
So even though they were trying to do many other things with their money, she really, really had this deep need for savings. Well, he didn't see that. He's like, well, why save when we have this other stuff that we really need to put our money toward? Why just put our money into, you know, just an account and just to sit there? Like, that doesn't make sense. It's not doing anything there. But for her, that meant, well, if things happen here, I can have some security. I can have some safety.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel good it being there, even though it's not doing anything actively for us. It's not paying down debt, or it's not working us toward a retirement. It's not doing, but it's doing a lot for me.
Yeah.
Because it brings me security.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the ways that we view money as security.
Yeah. So there's four ways that people tend to view money. The first one being security. And Adam explained that one really well. Another one is status. So money as status. It's like you really care what other people think about your purchases. high quality and maybe name brands matter to you a lot. And so the way that you view money has a lot to do with how other people view your decisions with money. And it could sound like a pride thing. And in some cases it is, but sometimes it's just the way you were raised to look at money as more of a status symbol.
Right. And yeah, like you said, it could be easy to do that, like with money, to see it like, oh, if I buy this, people will value you more.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably something we all have to look out for, right? If I had that nice thing, everybody's going to appreciate me more. But in some ways, we appreciate having things more. Mm-hmm. Not that it's just something that, you know, if I have this, other people, but sometimes we ourselves will like
the status of that thing.
Yeah. A third thing is that we see money as bringing enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
So this typically, yeah, this is influenced from our childhood too. Some people didn't have money to do anything. Yeah. So they felt very locked in to how, you know, their life. They didn't have much.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have much flexibility. So, and it stifled them from doing the things they wanted. So say like going to Disneyland, or they couldn't do that because they didn't have money.
Mm-hmm.
So when they do see money as, you know, enabling you to enjoy life more.
Mm-hmm. And then the last one is money as power or control. And this one's less about like, you know, power hungry, I'm in charge. It's not like that, but more like if I have money, then I have the ability to do more. And that could even be like money has the power to help further the kingdom, right? But in a personal case, it could be things more like, you know, I have the ability to influence others if I have more money, because you could put things mm-hmm. in place to be able to have an influence on others in a positive way. You know, someone who thinks of money as more of power, they might be more into the independence of money, where like autonomy. If you earn the money, then you need to decide where to spend it. They might be less into joint spending decisions. So in that case, it could hinder the relationship quite a bit. You could see that popping up in your relationship if you have a spouse, or if you are a spouse that sees money as more power or control. Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes too, we'll see this people reverting, or this being strong in their life, that mm-hmm. They see money as control if they didn't have a lot of control in their upbringing, or maybe that things were just haywire.
Yeah.
So money was used as a way of like kind of balancing things, or, you know, all this is out of my control, but at least I have this mm-hmm. that I can hold on to and not worry, because I can bring a moniker of control into my life.
Right.
We're just kind of like glancing over it. We have so many stories of couples and people that we've worked with that money kind of surfaces as one of these things. Probably didn't do a fantastic job of describing each, because we're going so fast.
But that's on purpose.
But that's on purpose.
We have an announcement for you. We are actually going to be diving deeply into this topic of money and your marriage. Mm-hmm. On June 25th at 5 p.m. Pacific time, that's a Friday evening, we're going to go live for 90 minutes, probably more. We'll probably go over that night. But we're going to go live, and it's going to be all about money and your marriage. We're going to talk about these four meanings that we assign to money. We're actually going to give you a quiz that you can take with your spouse to figure out the meaning you assign to money. We're also going to do that activity that we talked about in the beginning of speaking to money, talk to money. As well as a myriad of other things that we are excited to put in your hands in the form of freebie PDFs and the live interaction that we're going to have that night with our community of couples.
Right. And it's all about us just creating a space and time for us to have a conversation, or you guys, you and your spouse, to have a conversation about money, kind of in a safe place
mm-hmm.
that's not right after an argument. So you guys can have just kind of a, you know, get on the same page, because mm-hmm. it's really interesting when people see money as different things. Our goals sometimes are different
mm-hmm.
about money, and the way we see our journey getting to our goals.
Yeah.
So it's so helpful for us to get on the same path and understand, okay, this is why you're coming from this side. Mm-hmm. So how can we help you have safety while, you know,
having reaching, the freedom and enjoyment,
right, or, while reaching my goal? How do we mm-hmm. have that that balance there? And so this monthly live date night is to kind of get that conversation started. Maybe we won't solve all of your problems with money or solve all of your goals for money, but hopefully just to start fostering that conversation in your marriage.
Yes.
And this is our sneaky way of doing it.
Yes, because here's the sneaky part. We are only going to charge a dollar for this date night. We're calling it our dollar date night. We want as many couples as possible to be part of this. We have been doing, if you've been connected with us for a while, you know that we've been doing monthly live date night, and it has been a blast. We have probably about 80 couples that are part of monthly live date night.
Yeah.
Only about 20 to 25 come live every month, but then a lot of people watch the replay. Mm-hmm. And we want you to be part of that. It has been so empowering and mm-hmm. so insightful for us, even though we're leading it. And we've heard that from a lot of the couples as well, that they're getting so much out of it. Yeah. So we want you to come for a dollar. And then if you decide to stay, we would love that. And you can join us for future monthly live date nights where we talk about sexual intimacy, emotional intimacy, connection in your marriage, how to argue well, so many other topics that come up during monthly live date night. But this one is all about money and your marriage.
It's going to be so, so much fun. And we really want to see you there. Yes. So we're making the barrier to entry super low. It's only $1. I mean, if you can't afford a dollar, oh my word. But this is our way of getting you there.
Yes.
So that you enjoy it and say, oh, wow, we probably need to do this in our marriage mm-hmm. and stay for a long, long time.
Yes.
So that's our sneaky way.
And we are going to cover a lot of the more emotional aspects of money and spiritual aspects of money that we talked about today. But we're going to get really practical, too, because 78% of people are living paycheck to paycheck in America. And I think it's like 39% wouldn't be able to afford a $1,000 emergency. So we're going to talk to you about how to overcome that, how to not live paycheck to paycheck, and how to make sure you have an emergency fund. We're going to give you lots of practicals about getting out of debt and also about investing, and share with you some of the choices we've made in terms of investing.
Because we've been there before.
Yes. Yes.
And God's helped us a lot since then.
Amen.
So join us. We're going to have a great time.
Yes.
You seriously don't want to miss it.
You can follow the link in the show notes if you are listening on podcasts. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can follow the link in the description, and it'll take you to a registration page where you can just pay a dollar to register for monthly live date night, whether you will be there live or if you're going to join us after the fact for the replay. You'll have access to that, plus all the prior date nights that we've done. So it's a pretty sweet deal.
Join us.
See you there.
We'll see you soon.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.